It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 10th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. How funding follows high-tech weaponry. The Pentagon won't say what they are, but the Air Force has now officially designated six technologies as weapons. The news agency Reuters reports the vice commander of the Air Force Space Command telling a conference, quote, "This means that the game-changing capability of cyber is going to get more attention and the recognition that it deserves." Recognition and money, since military budgets tend to favor weapons. Andrea Shalal Issa is a correspondent for Reuters.
So at the same time that there is this mounting pressure and competition for resources within the Air Force budget, within the Pentagon budget, the U.S. government and intelligence agencies are reporting an exponential growth in the number of cyber attacks on U.S. government networks.
And she says putting the weapons label on certain cyber systems is about making computer warfare mainstream inside the Pentagon.
It's all about normalizing, I think, from the military's point of view, that this is a warfighting domain, they call it, along with air, land, sea, and space, and now cyberspace. This was something that the U.S. government kind of announced like a couple of years ago that they were moving in this direction, but this is one more step towards sort of normalizing these weapons.
If funding follows cyber warfare technology, it also is attracting talent. Professor John Moore is head of the Math and Computer Science Department at the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina.
It's been growing quite a bit. To really become a specialist in cybersecurity, it takes a pretty strong technical background, and not everybody wants to go through that level, but there's a lot of interest in that. I mean, people respond to the needs of the United States, the needs of the military, and of course, you know, where the funding is, and there's simply a lot of need and a lot of funding in that area at the moment.
Moore says there's a cybersecurity career path in the military now that can lead to the rank of 4-star general. The U.S. Navy has just used a laser to shoot down a test drone aircraft. The prototype reportedly cost about $31 million, but the Navy says it only costs a dollar each time it's fired. In a report last month, the Congressional Research Service was bullish on laser weapons, but noted an Achilles heel. They might not work well in clouds or fog.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Delta Airlines, featuring their new, more personalized Delta.com. You can see what's new at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
Hackathons are typically events where programmers gather to compete to solve a software challenge, but a food hackathon is just wrapped up in San Francisco, where programmers, designers, investors spent a couple of days working on ways to improve the food system. Dave McClure from the venture capital firm 500 Startups is one of the hackathon judges. Among the things that captured his imagination, harvesting insects to eat.
Guy who's doing insect farms, which does sound pretty weird, but a lot of people in this world do eat insects, and they are a source of protein. And there was one that was really straightforward, kind of using hand gesture recognition technology to deal with order tickets in the kitchen. One that was a little weird, but probably interesting, was called Garden B&B. There are people in urban areas who don't have room for a garden, but they might want to rent your garden or use it on a timeshare basis, or you might bring it by on the flatbed of a truck.
On June 1st, the hackathon idea will be deployed for what's called a National Day for Civic Hacking, being promoted by the White House. Details at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.